This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and we are getting ready for the Century of Subsidies press conference, and it's part of an event here where we have ethanol advocates from all over the country on the Hill, and one of those advocates is Vince Kwasniewski. So, Vince, what has been your experience so far here in the last day and a half on the Hill?
Well, we've been talking to Senate and House staffers about the importance of maintaining the renewable fuel standard this year. Actually for all years, but primarily this year, which we expect to be a battleground year, and trying to get them to understand the importance of allowing consumers to have choice in buying E15 fuels in the market. And so far, our experience has been great. We think a lot of the staffers get it. Speaking for their electeds, we're very optimistic that there will be no rollback of the RFS or laws banning E15.
Vince, it's my understanding that you entered the ethanol industry a little bit different than a lot. You actually had worked in the past for the oil industry. So what caused this change to go from oil to ethanol/biofuels?
Okay, very simple. You know, it was not a crisis of conscience, I can't say. I was employed for 15 years with Amoco and BP in the Chicago area. I had great experience, lots of great people there. But what I saw in 2006 was a sunset industry where the sun was setting on the Gulf Coast. And it's a great place to live, but it's not a place for me, and I didn't see a future for me in the oil industry down on the Gulf Coast. So I took an opportunity when they moved jobs, which they've continually been doing, moving to the Gulf Coast. I took an opportunity to leave the business and look for something else, and was fortunate enough to land something on something that I think is well-grounded in the Midwest, which is the corn biorefining.
Well, I noticed for the last day and a half, you seem very passionate about E15. So what's the best way, or have you found in the last day and a half, to really explain how E15 is a benefit, or it's okay for your car, for these congressmen who are being told, or a consumer for that matter, who's being told it's not okay?
Well, most of the folks that we've talked to, fortunately, have gotten it and understand. But to reiterate the points that they already get, it's about choice for the consumer. E15 is not something that consumers are mandated to use. It's not something that's going to cause the disappearance of E10. It's something that consumers ought to have the choice to use, and retailers ought to have the choice to offer. And I think people understand that choice is good. Without choice, what we would be talking about is a 90% fossil fuel mandate, and this is basically giving options.
What's your advice? It's a tough year for the ethanol industry, potentially. There's a lot of action against E15. There's a lot of action against the RFS. We really need to get advocates from around the country to get involved. So what's your advice for these advocates when they're talking to their consumers and their neighbors? What's your advice? What do you want them to do, or what do you think they should do?
Well, the first advice is to get educated, because there's a tremendous amount of misinformation out there. Unfortunately, our opponents, primarily in the oil industry, primarily the American Petroleum Institute, have a lot of money to spread misinformation, and it's getting picked up by the press, not very critical of where it's coming from, and getting parroted back to the public. What I would suggest they do is they get into some of the rawer data, or get a little bit broader views than what they're hearing, to learn the real facts. And the real facts are that ethanol is energy beneficial. Ethanol has less greenhouse gas emissions. Ethanol costs less than gasoline. Ethanol gets no subsidies. And oftentimes you hear the exact opposite thing in the press. It's just flat wrong.
Great. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.